I'm with Wynn Bozak from African TV channel Kaiknet, who is just going to give us a South African point of view on that game against Wales. What did you make of the performance? Because it wasn't entirely convincing, to say the least, was it?
It wasn't. I think Wales put up a fantastic performance. I think in some cases Wales were unlucky. They at the breakdown especially, they gave South Africans a major problem with all the turnovers. But having said that, I think the Springboks have shown great resolve, and I think this is where their senior players in the side are beginning to show their worth. You know, you have the likes of Fred de Bree scored to try, Dwayne Vermeulen, and of course Gulkberg, and a lot of the senior guys stepped up today. I'm not sure, and I'm not entirely convinced whether this will be enough to actually win the World Cup, based on the fact that I still think in attack we haven't shown a lot. You know, we are still very much, you know, playing South African rugby where we grind opponents down and try and you know, defeat them with our forward. So, but having said that, I still think this is sort of rugby that wins World Cups. You know, effective rugby, and I think the Springboks are more or less this is their blueprint and how they think they can win the World Cup.
What do you think of the argument made by some that the sort of quote unquote resurgence since Japan is a little bit of a false dawn, because, you know, Samoa, apart from the Scotland game, had a very poor tournament, comfortably beaten by Japan. Scotland played a team that was actually resting some players because they'd almost anticipated losing the game, and the USA did the same because of their game against Canada. So do you think this whole idea that it's been this brilliant recovery since Japan is a little bit of a false narrative?
It's difficult to say. I think the side definitely had to do some introspection after the Japan loss. So they had to dig deep, and they were under pressure, which in a way sort of helped the team. It did help them, and it did galvanize them. And I think the senior players have had to take the youngsters and, you know, get them into match mold. The Springboks are on an abrasive side, and I think this is the blueprint of how they're going to win this World Cup. I think there'll be a bit of confidence, especially if there are other Southern Hemisphere sides around. They know how to beat them. They will have the belief, and I think they will believe they can win the World Cup now.
That belief is, of course, good, but beating the All Blacks is no easy feat. Do you think this team is capable of doing that?
I think they are. I also think they're capable of beating Australia, for that matter, because if it's Southern Hemisphere sides know each other quite well. But on current form, I think New Zealand or Australia are still the trendsetters in this tournament, and South Africa are my third choice. But anything can happen on the day, as shown. We were 5 minutes away from being eliminated the day before. There was a moment of brilliance. So that can happen to any side. And I think psychologically, Australia, New Zealand, whoever, they won't relish the prospect of going through an abrasive battle with South Africa at this stage.
You spoke of the problems with South African attack being maybe a bit one-dimensional, though. Do you think that is a particular weakness that other top-quality sides can target? And what other particular flaws do you think there are in the South African game that other teams will be looking at on the video analysis and thinking, yeah, we can take them there?
It's always my belief that our centre pairing, they're not gelling as good as they should. I find that they've got defensive flaws, which the All Blacks have exploited in earlier games, and which Argentina have also exploited when we played them before the World Cup. So our forwards are playing as a unit. Like you said, it can be a bit one-dimensional. I don't think we're utilising the pace we have. Vililuru is also a concern for me, positionally, and his kicking game is not up to scratch, and he can be erratic when he's put under pressure. But this team, you know, has managed to grind out the result today, which I think they will take forward and look at themselves and take belief from the fact that they were minutes away from elimination and won.
Do you think one problem that South Africa have got is obviously there's the much-heralded Brian Habana, his level with General Owen's record, and the more understated JP Peterson, his absolute speedster. You've got these two brilliant wingers, arguably as good as any other pair in the tournament, but they're not getting any ball generally.
Well, it is a stereotype, and I think it stems from our centres and the lines that they run and that they've been exposed before. But our wings actually, they're quite good attacking players, and they create things by themselves. I mean, Fred de Bree today had two opportunities where he threw cross kicks or diagonal kicks could have got him JP away to score tries. You know, our banner's always looking for work. So, yeah, it may seem that they're underutilised, but they can be quite effective despite the fact that they don't see a lot of ball.
And finally, a word on Fury Dupree, because it's just an absolute fairy tale, isn't it? To be called out of retirement, pretty much, by Heineken Meyer, persuaded to come back, comes back, scores a try, 5 minutes left, whenever a World Cup quarter-final. As someone that's seen every game in this tournament and the progression of this team, just how important has he been as a leader, particularly after John de Villiers was injured, to drag this team out of the mud and into a World Cup semi-final? Because we've seen in the past so many teams... You think you've got to a Rugby World Cup semi-final when you haven't played that well, no disrespect to South Africa. And this seems to be one of them, primarily thanks to his leadership.
He has, and if you were to speak to some of the other coaches of the opposition, whether it be Eddie Jones or Vern Cotter or Sean Edwards from Wales this week, they all hailed his ability and his decision-making ability in the squad. Some other teams will obviously target him now and try and nullify him or, you know, see him as a point of attack, which they must exploit. But generally, I mean, he's not a very big talker. He does his talking on the field. And I think that's important. I mean, the belief that the coach has in him is seeping through, I mean, in our play and the other players, they're just lifted by that. So if his performance will be enough to get us to a World Cup, I'm not sure, or a World Cup final. But he's certainly one of the players of the tournament for me.